everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher and Richard Piper. If it's the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and you can be a part of it. If you have a question or if there's something you'd like to talk about, call now. The lines are open at 844-322-2742. That's the number for the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Call now, because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Those lines are open right now at 844-322-2742, and certainly we need to talk about some good news, and that's what we're going to talk about on today's broadcast. I tell you, with all the stuff going on out there in the world, it just seems to get darker and more confused, and we need a lift. We need a moment of clarity, something that can lift our hearts, lift our spirits, and give us some hope in this really dark world in which we're living in. And that's why we talk about the grace of God as much as we do. That's the hope that we need. That's the lift that all of us need. I was thinking today, I was reading through the book of Titus. You know, we all go through ups and downs in life, and a lot of times it seems more downs than ups, and we're trying to figure out how to get through those down times. And, you know, the Bible says, think upon things that are good and true and honest, and I can't think of a better passage to think about and to ponder and to dwell upon than this one in chapter 3 of the book of Titus. So it says in verse 1, remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy toward all people. Just that last phrase, perfect courtesy toward all people. Yeah. Boy, that is even a forgotten word in our current culture today. Where's no courtesy at all?
It's seen as a weakness.
It really is. I mean, we look on Facebook and how people just, I mean, aggressively attack so-called brothers and sisters in Christ. It's like, come on, guys, be courteous. Have some courtesy among you. And that's what he's saying. Be perfectly, to show perfect courtesy toward all people. And then he gives a reminder. And this is what's so important for us to understand and to be reminded about time and time and time and time and time again. Paul says this, for we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. Just a good old day right here in whatever city that you're living in.
Yes.
That just describes what we see out there in social media world, just in conversations one with another. I mean, you just can't live life for very long without seeing this, that we were foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. But, and here's the good news, here's the lift for the day. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. So we were going along in our lives. We were being led astray. We were foolish. We were living to gratify the desires of the flesh, the passions and pleasures of the flesh. We passed our days in malice and envy. We hated people. People hated us. And then Jesus shows up. The gospel message shows up. And it says, when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared. So just out of nowhere, this goodness and loving kindness appeared. Maybe it came in the form of a friend. Maybe it came in the form of a church service or a radio broadcast or a podcast, or somebody just reached out and hugged on you and loved on you at a time that you needed it. But the kindness and the goodness of God, our Savior, appeared. And when that goodness and that kindness showed up, He saved us. Now, most of us would think if God was going to show up in our lives, it wasn't to bring salvation. It wouldn't be to save us. It would be to destroy us, to punish us, to call us on the carpet on something, to condemn us for some wrong that we have done. But no, God did something completely counterintuitive, something that we would have never thought of in a million years. He saved us, not because of works we had done in righteousness. We didn't have any. We didn't have any good works. The only good work that has ever been done is the work of Jesus.
Yes.
And He accomplished something that is enough to accomplish it for all of us. So He saved us not because of our works, but according to His own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and the renewal of the Holy Spirit. So He rescued out of that old way of life, that plight that you were in, that darkness that you were under. And He breathed His life into you. He made you alive together with Himself. And you became an heir of the hope of eternal life.
Yeah.
That was a moment in time. That was a single event that changed everything. And that event was initiated, was started by God Himself when He showed up, when He extended His kindness and His goodness to you in the person and work of Jesus Christ. And once you're saved, you can never go back. And that's the truth. That is the rock. That is the anchor, the fuel that will power you through whatever comes your way in this really crazy world in which we live in today.
Yeah, it's amazing. I love the way Paul puts this here, because he so clearly abolishes any idea of the gods we create ourselves. Every religion in the world, whether it's mythological or even so-called Christian, every religion creates a god that looks just like me, foolish, disobedient, led astray, etc. Paul describes a God who reached down to us in the midst of that mess and gave us Jesus. That's a different God.
Totally.
And it certainly is the only means of salvation.
There is none like Him.
Yeah.
Well, this is Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Christopher here with Richard Pfeiffer today. We welcome you. Call right now, 844-322-2742. 844-322-2742. If you have a question about a situation that you're going through, maybe there's a Bible passage that's confusing you and you would like to get some clarity on that, we invite you to call. Again, the number is 844-322-2742. I'm going to do a shameless plug on my book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. You know, last Monday was my birthday, and kind of as a birthday wish, I went to our publisher and said, here's my birthday wish. Can you lower the price of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, the e-version, the electronic version, so that as many people who want it can get it without breaking the bank? And they agreed to do that, so they dropped the price to 99 cents. 99 cents. I mean, that's better than the Dollar General store. And we want you to have it. This book has been out for 3 years. It's been a blessing in so many people's lives. I tell my story, but more than anything, I tell the story of Jesus Christ and how you can be a part of that story, how you can not only experience His grace for salvation, but grace for daily living. It really is the answer to that question, how is the Christian life really supposed to work? Well, the same way that it started by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. And I just know when you get a hold of this, when you understand the way of grace for your life, everything starts to fall into place. So we want you to have it. It's available at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, any of the retailers. You can buy the e-version all the way through tomorrow for 99 cents. And if that's something that's of interest to you, and I don't know why it shouldn't be, everybody should get a copy of this book. I want you to go to basicgospel.net. That's our homepage. And just click the icon, the Simple Gospel, Simply Grace icon, and it will take you to Amazon, and you can purchase the Kindle version for 99 cents. And you can actually purchase multiple copies. So if you have friends that you've been trying to reach out to, you've been trying to share the good news with, you can buy a copy of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, not only for yourself, but for them as well. You can put in their email address, and Amazon will send it directly to their inbox. So it's a great way to spread the word. Again, go to basicgospel.net, that's basicgospel.net, and click on the Simple Gospel, Simply Grace icon. Well, right now we do have open lines at 844-322-2742, and as we wait for callers to fill the phones, let's go to our email bag.
Indeed. We got this message from Kelly, who wrote to us from Facebook last week. As a matter of fact, Bob, you were talking about your struggle to be God's guy back in the day, and that really caught Kelly's attention. So the question here is, how do I perfect myself with faith? How exactly have you become God's guy this time? If you never read anything from the Bible again, could you perfectly walk by faith? You talk about Jesus in you. How can I do this?
Well, that's a great question, and we certainly appreciate that that really thought-out question. And what really happened to me is I discovered that I was trying to become something that I already was in Jesus. So when I was saved at that summer youth camp, before my seventh grade year, I received Jesus. And so I was born again of the Spirit of God, and I became a child of God. Now, I didn't understand everything that happened to me. And so I set out trying to figure out the Christian life through my own understanding. And so the only thing my own understanding could bring to the surface was rules and regulations. If I fail, try harder. If I fail again, double down on those efforts, make promises to God, just do the best that I possibly could. And the more I tried, the more distant I became to that goal of becoming God's guy. And finally, I gave up. I just threw up my hands in frustration and said, Lord, I can't do this. There is no way that I, through my efforts, can become the guy that I think you want me to be. And so I gave up in frustration. And my pathway in life started going in a bad direction. And some things happened that really caught my attention that said, Bob, you need to find some answers, or you need to start asking some questions to get some answers to what's going on in your life. And I went to a Bible study, and the guy was teaching through the book of Colossians. And it was the second chapter that really captivated my heart. And that whole chapter is about Jesus, and really going back to chapter 1, verse 15, where it talks about Christ and who Christ is, and the fact that by his shed blood he's reconciled us unto himself, and he presents us to his Father holy and blameless in his sight. And then it goes on to talk about Christ in you, the hope of glory. And then he goes on to say in chapter 2 that we who were dead in the uncircumcision of our flesh, God made alive together with Christ. He forgave all our sins. And that really started putting the pieces of the puzzle together for me. And finally, I realized that God did for me what I had been trying to do for myself all those many years. I wanted to be God's guy. God had already made me his guy.
Yes.
And he did it by grace. And I simply received that through faith. That's how it works. And so I was born again. I was born again and declared by God to be a child of God, and not only a child of God, but a son of God. And so I finally stopped striving for what already had in Jesus. Instead of doubling down on my efforts, I simply began to say, thank you. And really, that's what faith says, is thank you. Mm-hmm. If you don't have that thankfulness deep within your heart, then your heart really isn't responding to the grace of God in faith. And we see a whole lot of that out there. In the book of Romans, it said they stopped giving thanks to God and exchanged the truth of God for a lie and began to worship the creation rather than the Creator. Well, all of that was when the heart stopped saying thanks to God. But in faith, we can say thank you through any situation. And so I started saying thank you that to God that he had already declared me to be a child of God, and that he actually put his spirit into my life, marking me out as one of his own.
Yes.
So maybe I was struggling, wondering if I was God's guy or not, but God was broadcasting it to the universe. Hey, see that Bob Christopher kid down there? He's one of mine. I've put my spirit into his heart. He's one of mine. And man, I am so proud that he received my son. And that's when I finally came to grips with that God had already done something, that striving stopped and that rest began.
Yeah.
So you can't become something God's already made you. You can simply say thank you for what he has done for you in Christ Jesus.
So how do I perfect myself with faith? I don't.
Yes.
Jesus has declared me to be perfect because of his life. How do I become God's guy or God's girl? I don't. I'm declared to be. Every time we ask the question from the standpoint of what do I have to do in order to get something here, we've missed the point.
Yes.
It's looking at Jesus and asking, what have you already done, and how can I rest in what you've done?
Right. So two passages that we will suggest, Colossians chapter 2, which was really the key chapter for me, and then Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 through 18, and pay particular attention to verses 10 and 14. In verse 10, it says, by that will we have been made holy through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And then in verse 14, it says, we have been made perfect forever because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Well, perfect is being delivered to that end goal. So where God wanted you to be, he just lifted you out of that realm of darkness, that spiritual death. He gave you new life, and he took you to the end line. You are already there in Jesus Christ, and as Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 2, seated with him in the heavenlies.
Yes.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Well, let's go to our phone lines and talk to Sally listening to us on the Word today. Hi, Sally.
Hi there.
What's on your mind today?
My daughter's been married for 2 years, and it has not been the best. I've advised her that she needs to seek Christian counsel. And to no avail. So, of course, I'm praying, which is most important, but after that, I'm lost.
Well, and gosh, that's kind of the plight of us parents, isn't it? Once our kids get out of the house and, you know, they're on their own and they're making their mistakes, and you're just worried sick. If they would just listen, they're not going to make those mistakes. I get that, Sally. And I think all you can do is just continue to pray when you have opportunities to have conversation with her, have those conversations. I would, one thing that I would suggest to you, we did a teaching series throughout the summer on marriage, grace and marriage. And maybe she's not willing to go get counseling, but maybe she would look at something on YouTube or an internet site. Well, we have a YouTube channel, the Basic Gospel YouTube channel, and that whole teaching series on marriage is right there. And so maybe if you just give her some information that, hey, here's some good information that you might glean from, and you can just watch it at your convenience. You can watch a little bit of it if you like it. Watch as much as you can. And maybe that's something that she would be interested in.
Okay.
We can certainly give you that information. Sally, are you still there?
Sounds like she's dropping out the cell call.
Yeah, well, Sally, let's put you on hold, and we will give you the information about our YouTube channel. It's YouTube/Basic Gospel. It's very simple, YouTube/Basic Gospel, and it is listed in our teaching series. It's called The Grace Guide to Marriage. So if anybody is interested in that or has people they know like Sally does, maybe a daughter or a son, and they need some help, this could be a good way to pass on some really good, solid biblical information. That's why we put this together.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Well, we've got one more call here, or email, rather quickly. I'll give you the encouragement first. This guy says, I absolutely love your show and the time finishing up at work so that I can drive home during the program. It takes me exactly 30 minutes to get home, and Basic Gospel makes it an absolute pleasure for my commute. Thank you for all you do and your ministry. Well, thank you, Rob. We certainly appreciate that. And now his question. My wife and I are attending a new church. It is customary at this church to take the Lord's Supper every week. I don't feel it needs to be done every week, but do feel led to participate on certain occasions like Easter. What are your thoughts in the overuse of an event like the Lord's Supper?
Well, the thought in overusing something is it becomes just rote. It just becomes going through the motions, that we don't really take the time to discuss and talk about what exactly this means to us, what it represents, what we're truly remembering. And that's the imperative in the Word of God, is to do this, to do the Lord's Supper in remembrance of Jesus Christ. So a lot of times we just do it because it's a sacrament and we're supposed to be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's one of the downfalls of overuse.
Yes.
And I think any time the Lord's Supper is going to be given, and that could be every week.
It could
and
be.
If a church wants to do that every week, mm-hmm. then I would say to the pastor or the leadership team, make sure this is explained every single week. You have an opportunity to explain the fullness of the gospel.
Yes.
And exactly what somebody is participating in. So if you're going to do it, as often as you do it, really take some time to do it well.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, to celebrate the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus well, where everyone walks out of that service with more of a gratefulness in their hearts for what Christ has done, and a deeper connection one to another, because you're sharing in the very life that he
Absolutely.
Offered 2,000 years ago, and you're joined together in love through this new covenant in which he inaugurated and initiated way back then.
Yeah.
Well, this is Basic Gospel. Thank you so much for tuning in to us today. We'll be back tomorrow for another live edition. We hope you will be there as well. Jim posted a question on YouTube for us. We'll be sure and address that on tomorrow's broadcast. Well, for Richard, for our entire ministry team, this is Bob Christopher saying so long from Lewisville, Texas. We'll see you tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel.